want you to turn to Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Always remember this, that God is a faithful God. That God is a faithful God to us at all times, no matter what. The one thing that the devil will try to erode in a Christian's life, and erode means just to try to take it away, not believe that, but just try to, is our faith in Christ and what God and what Christ can do. But faithful is He, the God that saved your soul. Faithful is He, the God that woke you up this morning. Faithful is He, the God that provides for us this day. Faithful is He, the God that gave His Son for us so that we can have liberty and freedom and joy in our God. Faithful is He, our God, no matter what, people, no matter what's going on in the physical realm of each and every one of our lives, because things happen. But faithful is He. Look at this. And they that knew, that know they thy name, will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. God says, you see, that's why God wants us to know His word. Because every time the devil will come and say, well, you know, look, God is not there for you. He's forsaken you. He's somewhere else. You know, He loves other people. He takes care of other ministries and other. No, 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 no. We go back to the word of God and we declare the word of God back to ourselves and let the devil hear it. Because it says, that they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. We have to put our trust in Him. In Proverbs 3 it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's a hard thing. But in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He will make our path. What? Straight. We are to trust our God no matter what. No matter what's going on in our physical bodies, and sometimes that's a hard thing. No matter what's going on spiritually in our lives, that God, we trust Him. He's faithful to us no matter what. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. God says He'll never forsake us. Yo, I don't know if you're getting this. But let me tell you, you probably should have stand up, should stand up and shout. He'll never forsake us. Just because we have a church in Gaydon or we live here or in the surrounding areas, God says Gaydon is important to Him. He says He will never forsake the God-fearing, loving people that are there. Because the power of Almighty God will be with them. Because He is there with His people. All God looks at is a people that will look to Him. Look to Him. He will never forsake us. We call out to our God. And hey, at times, it seems like, it's not truth, but it seems like God is not near at times. But that's not truth. The Word of God is what we stand on. We don't stand on circumstances of what is happening at the time. What we stand on is the Word of God and what He has said. And what He says is truth no matter what. No matter what anybody says, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it is not truth. But let me tell you, that if it lines up with the Word of God, it is true no matter what. And we can stand on it and say, this is it. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Oh, I tell you what a God we serve, people. That can heal people's bodies. That can provide for them the monies that they need. My Lord, what a God we serve. That can bring back marriages back together. My God, what a God we serve. That can help a church, Lord God, do what needs to be done to win souls for the kingdom of God. That's mighty is is our God, mighty is our God, mighty is our God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Praise and glory and honor unto Him. People, don't get in the muddy grubs. That's not easy sometimes, though. Don't get in the muddy grubs. Or if you do, just stay a few minutes. And you hop out. Say, no, I can't get there. Don't stay there, people. Because that's where the devil wants you to be. And he wants you to look at all the bad and all the things that aren't good and and it probably didn't look, and then it's a big, tremendous idol. But go to the other side and say, oh Lord God Almighty, I trust in you no matter what. Trust in the Lord. But He will not forsake us as we seek Him. Turn to another scripture in Psalms. Praise God. Psalms chapter 37. Verse 28. Psalms 28. 37, I'm sorry. Psalms 37. Verse 28. It says, 28. I'm sorry. Psalms 37, verse 28. I gave you the wrong one? No. It's not my fault. Ooh, all right. I'm going to just read it. It says, for the Lord loves judgment. And the comment says this, that the judgment they're talking about as written here refers to the Bible. Ooh, that's interesting. So it says, the Lord loves the Bible or His word. And forsakes not His saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Look at this. It says the Lord loves His word. That means, let me tell you this, people. Every time we're holding back the word of God, He loves that word, people. He loves the word. Because the word is His son. You know, it says in Scripture in John. So He loves that word, and every time you go to Him and you say, Lord, I know that You will never forsake me. You're there for me, Lord. He loves hearing that word. He loves when you say Psalms, whatever. Now, remember, you know, it wasn't written in Psalms 37, that, you know, the numbers. We did that as man to help us to know where to go in Scriptures, to find it. It's easy to find that way. But He loves to hear His word quoted back to Him by His children. Oh my God. He loves to hear the word of God quoted back by His children that love Him, that will do whatever it takes to see the kingdom of God further for Him. You think the devil's happy that we have get that, that we own that building? Oh no. Oh no, he's upset. And he will do everything he can to stop God or stop us from doing what God wants. But we always have to remember, we stand under the shadow of the wings of the Most High. And God will do what He needs to do. That's the power of Almighty God. My Lord. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. This covers the entire range of time, my Lord. Faithful and true is our God. Faithful and true is our God. He is a faithful God, people. Don't ever give up on things. You know, the children of Israel, and I wasn't going to talk about this, but we'll go into it. The children of Israel were on one side and the Philistines were on the other side. And they had a big valley in the middle. Here the Philistines were on this side and the children of Israel on this side. David's brothers and all the army were there. And they heard as Goliath would come out and he would curse the God of Israel. Has anybody ever cursed in front of you? I mean, like, you know, using the God. It just cringes me, because my God. And honestly, most of the time, they don't even realize it. You know, they just, that's their language or whatever. But can you imagine, here Goliath would come out 10 feet tall, strength as 3 and 4 or 5 men, big and strong, and curse the children of Israel, God's creation. Curse the God of Israel, the God of the universe. And all these people on this side of the children of Israel would just stand there and watch. Just stand there and watch. They wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't get mad. You know, there's a holy anger that you can have. A holy anger on the inside. To be mad at the things of the enemy. To be get mad at what the enemy is doing in people's hearts and lives, the destruction of men and women, boys and girls. They just stood there and took it. God doesn't want his children to take what the enemy wants to throw at them. We're not targets for the enemy. Yes, we are targets in a way. But we're not targets just to be there to let him do what he wants to do and we just take it. No, we're there called by God to fight and to have battles with the enemy because we know we have won by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. That we have won. Don't let the enemy take your family. Don't let the enemy take your spouse. Don't let the enemy take your children. Stand up and be a giant killer. Stand up and say, Lord, give me the rocks that I need to kill that giant or that evil man or that evil woman spiritually and kill those things that need to be killed by the power and the presence of Almighty God. You see, God is saying, stand up, people. Stand up. Get in your home and pray and seek the face of God. Get in your room and pray and seek the face of God. And let the power of Almighty God. See, we can't do it on our own. We can't kill those evil spirits and destroy those things. And cast those things out. But I tell you, by the power of Almighty God and by the blood of Jesus, we can do it. You see, people are being held in bondage by evil spirits and evil things. And God has called the church to stand up and to release those people by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Letting the power of Almighty God move upon the church and move upon the people. Praise God Almighty. What a God we serve. That God has given us the ability to stand up and do what he calls us to do. To not stand back and just watch. Can you imagine Goliath would get up every morning and every evening and every lunchtime, dinner time, and evening and hurl insults to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I tell you what, Jesus was there. Well, the God of Israel was there. That was his people. Took one shepherd boy. Is that how enough? He takes one little Gadon boy or little Gadon girl to say, I have enough. This is enough. And say, Dad, we can't have my children. Dad, we can't have my grandchildren. Dad, we can't have my children. Dad, we can't have my spouse. Dad, we can't have my community. Dad, we can't have this area. Oh, now those are fighting words, people. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Those are fighting words, let me tell you. Because let me tell you, the enemy, he's strong. Yes, I'm telling you. The enemy's strong. But the God we serve, he doesn't come close to the God we serve and the God that is in us. God has given us victory over this area. We got to go and claim it. We got to prepare the way of the harvest. You know, you see the tractors in the fields taking and moving that dirt around and doing what needs to do, whatever's being planted, from rice to soybean to sugar cane and all that, preparing the land. We got to prepare that land. We got to get up and fight and call the names out of our children. Call the names out of people that we know, family and friends, that have been caught up in the snares of the enemy. Yeah. And tell the enemy to let them go, that they can see plainly the power of Almighty God and what God can do. All of a sudden, old David heard. He said, how dare this man get up and curses the God of Israel? And so they said, well, they're looking for somebody to go fight. Why didn't the king get up and go fight? Really? The king should have been number one. Get up with that arm and go fight. He would have saw the power of God. You see, the people that don't fight, and I'm not talking so much physically, and I'm not number all. Like a bar brawl or something. Yeah, let's fight. No, go beat up that Baptist church and fight. I'll take Troy down quickly. Tonight has to be. No, we love these people. They would laugh right now. I have to tell them when I see them. Look, I talked about y'all. We're going to meet y'all. No, we love them. They're down the road. Love these people. But the power of Almighty God. All of a sudden, the king should have stood up and said, no way. And said, let's go pray and see what God wants. Can you imagine if the king would have put on his armor and said, I'm going, people, pray for me. What would have happened? The story would have been totally different if the king would have started running down that valley. With his sword, he had, what did he have? His sword. He didn't have the slingshot. But if he would have had just a sword in his armor, God would have given him Goliath somehow, some way. I don't know how, but he would have chopped his head off. Or if one of David's brothers would have stood up and said, I'll go, God would have used him. Or all these other men. Well, this little boy comes, 13, 15 years old, and said, I'll go. They tried to put on the armor, and they couldn't. He wouldn't fit. He was just too big. That's God saying, no, no, no. No. You don't need other people's stuff. What you need is me. And a lot of times, God will use what you have to destroy the enemy. Now, he'll give you what you need, but you will destroy the enemy. And all of a sudden, it says that he said, I'm going to go down. He picked up five rocks. He could have picked up one. He picked up five. I guess he wanted a little bit of insurance in case one hits. I don't know. At least he had five shots. You know, hit on the leg, hit on the leg, hit on the arm, hopefully hit. He had five for insurance. And you like insurance. You know, we do. You know, we laugh at David. We do the same thing. We trust the Lord, but we have a little bit of insurance. God, all he needed was one. That's okay. And all of a sudden, it says he started to run. And he started to run to David, to the Goliath. As Goliath came out cursing the children of Israel, it says that David just was running, and he had his sling. And all of a sudden, he let him go. Now, it's the Spirit of God that took that walk and put it where he needed to go. Right in the forehead. Right in the head. It went so hard, it pressed into his head. It cracked his skull. I don't know, it might have went out of his head, who knows? But it went right through. And all of a sudden he fell. See, we got to rely upon God to do what he says to do. And he takes it and he does what he needs time to. We pray, we seek God, and we do what God says, and he takes that word and does it. See, this is what we want to do. We want to take God's word, do it to them, and go all the way. So we can say, Lord, look what I did. Am I good? But God wants us to stop and let him take it. See, that's faith in our God to take control of what needs to happen. Because you know, David didn't know what was going to happen. You know, unless it doesn't say in the scripture. Unless the Spirit of God told him something, I don't know. But it doesn't say. All of a sudden he fell, and it says he fell. And David took the sword, because he didn't have one, of Goliath, could barely hold it up. And he took the head, and he said, look, children of Israel, look what God has given. The only way we can defeat the enemy is by doing it what? God's way. The devil will try to hold people in bondage. He'll try to hold us in bondage. And we need to say, Lord, take me out of this stuff. Take those bondages out of me. Cut those things out that need to be taken out. And put those things of the Spirit of God on the inside of me. And letting God be God on the inside of us. And all of a sudden, he held that head up. And look, the children of Israel lost it. The children of Israel lost it because they saw their number one enemy destroyed by a little, you want to say 15-year-old shepherd boy that killed a lion and a bear and some sheep, whatever, to tear a sheep, holding the head up of their number one enemy. That's like God. The devil will try to tell us we're nothing. David's brothers tried to tell him, don't do it. You're just a boy. The devil will tell you, you're nothing. You're just whoever from wherever. But let me tell you, we're whoever from wherever, but we're in Christ. And that makes the difference. In Christ, faithful is he who can go before us. Faithful is he that can do extraordinary things by the power of Almighty God. That's the power of Almighty God. Let God be God because of who he is and what he can do. The Spirit of Almighty God. See, we need to rely upon the Spirit of God. And when we do, the Spirit of God will move and transform people's hearts, transform people's lives, and will do a mighty work in the people. See, as a church, we can't be laxed. As a church, we got to be on the ball saying, okay, Lord, what do you want? As a church, we need to say, Lord, help us to win souls for the kingdom of God. Help us to transform lives in this area like never before, Lord. Spirit of God, move. See, it's the Spirit of God that can go forth and work on people's lives and hearts while they're sleeping in bed. It's the Spirit of God that can go and work on people's hearts and lives while they're working. It's the Spirit of God that can creep into, I hate to say creep, but it will go in to every home in Gaydon and Catlin and the surrounding areas and start doing a mighty work inside of them, convicting them of their sin, convicting them of their wrong ways, and helping them to turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ and what Christ can do for them. And God will set us up where we can be where God would want us to be, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people. Because they're hungry. People are hungry. People are hurting out there. They need some hope. And let me tell you, the only hope there is not in a man. It's not in our country. It's not in people. It's not in a government. But it's only in Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross and what he can do. That's the power of Almighty God. Can you imagine people are at home sleeping instead of being in church? Should be. Get to church. I'm not saying if you sin, don't get mad at me. I love you. People need to be in church where the power of God is. Because you never know what could happen. You never know. It could be the time. Remember the 10 virgins? You never know. It might be the time the Son of God opens the door as it talks about the 10 virgins. And he starts to walk out. You never know. And the 5 that had no oil left because they wanted oil from the other ones, but they ran out and they told them, "You can't have ours, we'll get you some." And all of a sudden, the bridegroom opens that door, and 5 are standing there instead of 10. Be the 5 that stands here and says, "From this day forward, I'm gonna do everything I can to be faithful to the things of God, faithful to what God wants me to do. Faithful to the things that he wants me to do. Faithful to the things that he's given me. Faithful is he." Look, I preach that scripture. Faithful is he. He's faithful and true. My God. Faithful and true is my God. The power of Almighty God and what he can do throughout all generations if we allow him to. David, a great man of God. Can you imagine the faith that rose up in that young boy? As he put his foot upon the enemy, took that sword out, could barely hold it, and all he had to do was just let it fall. He didn't even have to bring it back. Just let it fall. It was so big. Just let it fall. You know, it's an amazing thing. He took the head of Goliath and showed the people. Why did he take the sword and show the Because it wasn't the sword that killed Goliath. It was the rock by the Spirit of God. And he showed the head as evidence of it. That's the power of Almighty God. I want to stir you up so much that budding every time you open your mouth and giving praise to your God. No matter how you feel, no matter how you feel, no matter what you go through, you're giving praise to the Lord. I praise you. I may not like him or her, but I praise you, Lord. Yes. I can't stand those people, but Lord, I praise you. You're going to give me a heart of love for them. Just don't let me see them today, please. It's not easy to deal with people sometimes. It's not. That's why we always should try to show mercy if we can, because we want mercy. Things are harder than others. I understand. But forgive. Because when we go to God and we say, "Lord, please forgive me," we don't want him to say, "Okay, now Joe, you didn't forgive. I can't forgive you right now." "Okay, Lord, hold on. I'll be back in a minute." Now, that doesn't mean what those people did to you was right. You're not giving them a clean bill of health and saving their life. God knows. But we have to forgive. We have to forgive. But so how do I do it? You set yourself as a flint to the stone, saying, "Lord, I forgive. I forgive him. I forgive her. I forgive him. Forgive her." And every time it rises up, he said, the devil wants you to have unforgiveness. He wants you to have bitterness of soul towards somebody. He wants you to have hatred towards people. He loves it. He loves that because it stops the power and the presence of God from moving on the inside of you and I and in our church services. So what we do is we say, "Lord, I forgive you," and you let God do the work in you. Say, Father, I surrender to your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Because we know this, our God is what? Faithful and true. Let's all say it again, together. Our God is what? Faithful and true. Let's say it again. Our God is faithful and true. Let's say it again. Come on. Our God is faithful and true. Hallelujah. Let's say it one more time. Our God is faithful and true. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the King. Well, next Sunday we'll pick up on the other parts that I didn't do. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But God bless. Amen. You may stand, please. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. As every head is bowed, please, and every eye closed for just a minute, please. I want to ask you a very important question. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Have you given your heart and life to him this day? You might be saying, Pastor, I did it already, but I don't know. It seems like I just need to renew my life to him this morning. If you would like to do that this morning, would you please raise your hand? I see your hands. I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you. Anyone else? I see your hand. Thank you. Anyone else? We have a lot of people, you know, watching with Facebook that are raising their hands. So let's pray this prayer together. Say, Heavenly Father,
I ask you
to forgive me of all of my sins.
I believe
that you died on the cross
and you rose again from the dead.
I accept you
as my Lord,
my God,
and my Savior.
Your will be done
in me.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You may live this way. Live, guys. Jelaine and I, we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. And we pray that you will have a great, great week.
Lord, we thank you for this word that went forth today. We thank you for the people who were able to come. Father, we pray that you would plant this word in our heart this week, Lord. Let it grow, Lord. Let us not be the same. And Father, I pray a safe trip for everyone home. And bless them this week, and we'll see you back next Sunday.